Welcome to my podcast with me, Dr. Kate Bartram Brown, interviewing successful people that I know personally that all have something in common. Yes, they all use magic, the hidden sciences, and the mystery school lineage to create success in the modern world. We are live once again on the Modern Mystery School UK EU podcast and YouTube channel. And we welcome back the lovely Julia Tiffin. How are you, Julia?
I'm well, thank you, Davina Kate. How are you?
Very well, because I am talking about magic. And you know how much I love talking about magic. And today I want to talk about the magic of professional keeping a professional standard in a lineage. And so I really wanted to get your perspective on this because you've walked the path for many, many, many years. You're also a professional outside of the lineage. So you have that understanding and why we want to have that standard. And I wondered if you could just give us a little bit of background about Professional Integration Day in the lineage and why that's a part of the magic from your perspective.
You know, I was thinking about it today through the lens of COVID actually. And, whilst COVID for many of us that took the opportunity to, for the time, we had that opportunity, we did good things with it. At the same time, we were not together very much. In fact, we were very much separated from each other. And one of the things that I noticed, for example, when we came back for Professional Integration Day in person, which we'd been doing every year prior to that time, was the unbelievable growth that happens when we are sharing a professional tool with our colleagues under the same roof together. It's like you're in a room with giant spotlights. You're on a stage and you are you and your tool that you've learned and that you've worked with and served others with. But then when you're on the stage, which is once a year, suddenly there is an opportunity to go to another level because either others are observing you or you're observing others, you're sharing, you're learning. And despite how much you know something, on that day, in that light, you're able to go to your next level. And that's what's always stood out for me on Professional Integration Day, is that when we are willing to come forward and say, hey, I do this tool all the time, I serve people, and I want to be professionally certified, what you're saying is, I want to take the tool that I know to the next level, to levels that I didn't even know were possible. And for me, every time I am in a professional integration day, I learn what I don't know. And you don't know what you don't know. And especially when you think, I know this so well. I mean, to be honest, it's like you've arrived, you've landed. If you get that place anywhere in your profession, it is super boring. Whenever you reach the top of your game, it's like, oh my goodness, what next? And the crazy thing with the tools that I found under the banner of the Modern Mystery School is that even though I have been doing life activations since 2004, I should think that there's nothing more to learn. But under the umbrella of learning healings and teachings and all of that in the Modern Mystery School, somehow there is an incredible magic that there's always something that any tool or any teaching or any class you may have done or any class that you teach for that matter, there's always something that can be revealed when you step forward back into the light, either a professional integration day or another class or something like that. So for me, Professional Integration Day also teaches us to be incredibly humble, to receive what I don't know, to be willing to be alive in the moment, to be willing to find out what you don't know about yourself and about a professional tool that you offer. And when you step into that space with that attitude, you're entering the world, you're entering that space with an attitude of living life alive. I don't know what I don't know. Well, gosh, what am I going to learn that I couldn't possibly imagine I'm going to learn about something that I do diligently to my best of my abilities? So Professional Integration Day, I think for most people in a corporate job, would almost be like, oh goodness, I've got to write that same estate agent test again that I wrote last year. And it's extraordinarily dry and I can't believe I have to do it. And I get that, you know, it's the same test. It's all in the mind. It's all, you know, just technical. But Professional Integration Day in the Modern Ministry School, it's a different kettle of fish. It's like, what can the light show you that you didn't know? And it's like, oh my goodness, what am I going to find out today? And it's not because you're doing the tool incorrectly. It's because the light will reveal what you didn't know you couldn't see. It's kind of wild. And for someone, yes, who has been in professional fields, I had three or four different professional creative fields I was running parallel. It doesn't make any sense, but that is the thing about this professional field is we work with magic.
I love that. I love that. And it really goes back, doesn't it, to that revealing of thyself, knowing thyself. And we come together in that temple space. And as you said, we get that opportunity to know ourselves a little bit better, know ourselves a little bit deeper, a little bit more. And we get to do that in a room full of people who are all wanting the same thing. Can you tell us a little bit about the energy in that room and the atmosphere and the people, so people can get an idea of, you know, if they haven't been to a Professional Integration Day, what it's like?
I mean, it feels like kind of like a bubbling energy, like these little bubbles in a stream. Like it's almost like a stream on a clear sunny day with clear water, and you can see the rocks in the bottom of that little river, and it's bubbling, it's alive, it's sunny, it's invigorating. It's not like going to school where you're going to get punished. You're going to write a test and it's going to be, there's standards. We want excellence. But it's from a place of, I'm excited, I'm going to have fun, I'm going to learn, and I'm going to go to my next level. And in many ways, that's the better way to learn, is a learning with fun or with a positive attitude. Because why should learning be miserable, punitive, boring? No, it's alive. It's heartfelt. It's loving. And the other thing is also, I think we're so used to, in a school context or in many, many educational contexts, we're used to like almost like competition, or you're trying to beat someone. Or meanwhile, there's a sense of we're together, we're learning, we're seen by each other, we're appreciated for our differences. I always find that fascinating, you know, when people really see that you're different to me, but I really like that. Thank you for being here. You know, it's a huge, just positive community, incredible opportunities for growth and finding a ways to unify with the world outside of you and to be more comfortable with the true parts of you, and to own them and to hold them so you can hold your own uniqueness in amongst this whole field of different energies. Yeah, it's magic. It's really magic.
Thank you. That's amazing. Yes, I agree. You know me, I only think, you know, that we're learning if we're having fun, you know. Yeah. And you know, I know that from working with children, you know, if we make something fun and interesting and joyous, then my goodness, we're all like sponges. And I think I agree. Mm-hmm. Freshman Day is that feeling. So thank you. And it is magic. Thank you so much, Julia, for sharing your wisdom on this. And we hope to see you all at Professional Integration Day at some point if you're eligible. You know, you're always welcome. And the other thing to mention just before we go, Julia, I don't know if people know this, but sometimes people might do Healers Academy 10, 15 years ago, and they don't realize that they are more than welcome to come to any Professional Integration Day for Life Activation Practitioner, no matter how long. You know, you can come one year, not come the next, come the next. I mean, it's open.
I mean, just as a note, I mean, I stepped away from my creative gifts just because I wanted to do some interpersonal healing, and I stepped away and very consciously, but I never thought that I wouldn't still be an artist. I just stepped away to do some inner work, so I wouldn't bring that to my work, and then I stepped back in again. And same thing, you know, if you've received it, you received it for a reason, the life activation practitioner training. And the thing is that if suddenly you realize, oh my goodness, I really want to be doing these now, I've got the time, the space, whatever it is in your life, now is the time to do it. Just walk right in, and you can be regrounded in the process, feel confident again, find your connection to this holy process, and serve people if that's what calls you in this moment in time.
Yeah. We welcome everyone. And so I look forward to seeing you all. And thank you, Julia. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Thank you. Thank you, Davina Kate.